Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. For years, my mother suffered with something called candida, and here to talk about candida, what it is, and how we can treat it, and also 10 foods that fight it, is a wonderful Dr. Tracy Piper from Piper Wellness in New York City. Hello, Dr. Piper. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you today?
It's good. How are
this
you?
Is a very
it's so
good
great
topic.
To have you
this,
on.
Yes, this is a very good topic. It's a topic that everyone needs to hear about because so many people don't realize that they have candida issues.
Well, what is candida?
Well, candida is actually a fungus. It's basically a fungal infection that actually normally lives in our body. The problem is when it gets on the hands. When it gets on the hands, it's actually made by a bacteria called Candida albicans, because there's so many different types of candida. But this particular one, Candida albicans, is a yeast, and it's about 154 species of them. But it starts out as a single cell, and then when it gets on the hand, it goes into a filamentous cells where it kind of starts budding out, kind of like a tree that has branches, it starts spreading, and that's when it gets into the rest of our body and becomes systemic. And that's when we start to have, quote-unquote, candida-like symptoms. And there's different types of candida where you can have candidiasis, people may hear of called, it's in the mouth or the throat, and it's brushed. It looks like a thick white coat on the tongue. You hear of candida as vaginal infections, so women get that. There's also different types of candida you can get under skin. There's also like psoriasis or eczema that shows that there's some sort of candida in that. Also, dandruff is also a form of candida as well. A lot of people don't realize that as well. So, you know, it's widespread and people don't put the two and two together.
Well, Dr. Piper, what are some of the symptoms?
Wow, that's a long list. you can have foggy brain, you can have fatigue, poor memory, you can have headaches, itching, itching over the body, itching different parts of the body, bad breath. I mean, it can just go on and on for a long time where people don't really put it together because, oh, well, I've had itching. Maybe I ate something wrong, or maybe I put on some new deodorant or something like that, you know? And not put the
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It can be confusing. Well, since this is a short segment, let's jump right in to the 10 foods that fight it, starting with coconut oil.
Oh, my favorite. I actually like coconut oil because it's antibacterial, antifungal, antimicrobial. And because of the medium chain fatty acids in it, it's amazing in killing candida. Actually, I find it to be one of the most potent forms of killing candida because of the antifungal effects of it. It has caprylic acid in it as well as lauric acid. And lauric acid is actually very good to like monolaurin. I don't know if you've ever heard of monolaurin that they use for yeast infections and so forth, but that comes from the coconut oil. So people can actually take coconut oil, like about a tablespoon a day, to help with candida overgrowth, and it also strengthens the immune system at the same time and increases your metabolism and strengthens your thyroid. So you get multiple uses using coconut oil. And then everybody knows about garlic, but it's kind of hard to, like, chew on garlic all day. It's not the best smelling thing or tasting thing. But it's an old remedy of antifungal properties for candida as well. It also boosts the immune system and really very good at preserving the good bacteria, because garlic is actually a prebiotic. So it actually gives food to the good bacteria to fight off the bad bacteria.
Does it have
and
to be raw?
Excuse me?
Does it have to be raw? Or because I eat cooked garlic all the time.
Yes, you can use it that way. It's actually better than caloric garlic as well, where you can actually take the scent of the garlic out. So that's a whole new thing where people don't have to smell like garlic. But a lot of the properties are in when it's raw. So, but you do get some properties when it is cooked as well.
Well, I understand the smelling like garlic. This was like 20 years ago. I had a job and I was teaching aerobics. And let's just say I was not very good at it. And afterwards, you know, of course, I would sweat. And my boss called me into his office and he said, "You've got to stop eating so much garlic because you smell like garlic. And I'm thinking, number one, you don't pay me enough. And number two, I'm not going to stop, but I will shower immediately after class. But it just, I've always think of that I must go around smelling like garlic.
It's so funny because I had a friend that said to me that he lost his job because he wouldn't stop eating garlic. And he was using it to kill off parasites, which candida is a form of a parasite. But what I like about garlic, too, besides being antifungal, is it actually stimulates the colon and the liver to detoxify. So you'll be able to pull the candida and the toxin from the candida out to the liver, which is a detoxifying organ of the body, into the colon to be exited. So,
The next few I'm going to group together just for time. We've got onions, we've got seaweed, we've got almonds. These are all wonderful foods.
Yeah, so I put garlic and onions together. Every time I cook something, I saute. But actually, when I'm making any vegetables and I'm making a saute, I use coconut oil as my oil, and I add garlic and onions. And I kid you not, almost every single dish, those three always go in it. And seaweed, of course, is like massive nutrients in there. Great for your thyroid, great for fighting candida. It's really rich in iodine. It helps with the thyroid as well. It helps with pulling heavy metals out of the body. So it's good for cleaning the intestinal tract. So that one's great. Almonds, which we don't really hear a lot about, have to be sprouted, by the way, in order for them to actually work because they have enzyme inhibitors that can actually create more bloating and gas, creating a perfect environment for candida to grow. So you want to sprout those almonds first so you can actually get the nutrients that you need from them into your system. So almonds, because it has a lot of fiber in it, is a good prebiotic, and which helps to, again, promote the beneficial bacteria aesthetic in the gut so that they can fight the candida. Ginger is very stimulating on the liver, good for circulation, it stimulates the immune system. It's good for gas, which you usually get from candida. It also helps to reduce inflammation, which you get from candida because that's been in the system for so long, creating so much gas, creates a lot of acid, creates inflammation into the system. So ginger is also very good, but you don't want to have ginger with sugar because in your tea, because sugar creates candida and feeds it. So you want to have that ginger tea without sugar. You can use stevia or xylitol, but really xylitol from the birch tree, if you must have something. But try to just drink the ginger tea without any kind of sweetener. And olive oil, which everyone uses. I don't use olive oil to cook with unless it's a very, very low temperature because then it changes the properties of the olive oil. But it also has a lot of antifungal properties. So using olive oil liberally on your salad, you can put it into your shake. I put either coconut oil, actually a specific coconut oil that actually doesn't have to be heated. Bulletproof Exec has a great coconut oil called Brain Octane. I use that or the olive oil and then you put that into your shake or you put it on your salad, and that also helps to stimulate the immune system. They can fight the candida as well. And it also gets to stimulate the blood sugar levels at the same time. So those are the ones
great. There's
that
so many great things.
Yes. And then, you know, lemon and lime, they go hand in hand. It stimulates the peristalsis of the liver to help your liver to release bile, which is very alkalizing, which helps to detoxify all the toxins in your system and push it into the colon. So using that from a different point of view, using a lemon and lime, yes?
Oh, my goodness. That went by so fast. The last two are pumpkin seeds and cayenne pepper. And if you go to Dr. Piper's wonderful blog, you just go to thepipercenter.com. Click on blog. You can read even more information and details about this and how it can help you and your candida. Dr. Piper, how do we find you on Twitter?
It's at the Piper Center on Twitter. Pumpkin seed and cayenne. That's the next last bit that we should talk about. That's it.
All right. Well, Dr. Piper, this has been great. Can't wait to have you back. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and be well.